It's the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise Your Inspiration Station, and you know how we do it, family. I don't even have to tell you. Everything that's going on in the gospel music industry, it definitely comes by the show, and I give it straight to you. Because this brother right here can just sing. I mean, that's the whole introduction. Ernest Pugh can sing. What's up, Pugh?
Sometime. I'm right. Good, man.
Everything good?
Everything is great, man. Just working, promoting, and trying to get as much sleep as I can get when I can.
Yeah, you don't get none, dog.
Not a whole lot.
Check this out, dude. The new project is unbelievable. Blowing up the charts. Worship in Nassau Live. Ernest Pugh Live. How you feeling about that thing, man?
Man, real good. You were there, and you remember we were in Nassau actually May 3rd last year, so our anniversary for that record came out. And I did it to, you know, commemorate my 2015, 20 years in ministry, 15 in industry.
Yeah.
I called in the Grammy Award winner, Cedric Thompson, to produce it.
He did a great job.
Yeah, man. And the song, I mean, it's just every song I'm able to do mostly off of that win record. I barely find time in my concerts to do Rain On Us, I Need Your Glory, okay. Perfect Peace. Type of stuff, but brought on that multiple Grammy Award winner Shirley Caesar, Pastor Rance Allen, LaJune Thompson, and my artist Vincent Tharp and Kenosis is doing the BGVs, and of course we had you hosting it, so you know what I'm saying, I had the dream team.
Now tell me this, a lot of people listening don't know what BGV is. You just throwing it out there like you're talking to all singers.
Background vocals.
Background vocals. Yes. You got to tell them, bro.
You know, I should let them know I'm educated with these acronyms.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I'm a veteran.
You got somebody's mama listening to me right now. She's like, they doing the BGVs.
Right.
So I'm real excited about it, man. The new single that you got happening now is with Bishop Rance Allen. And that's a voice like no other.
Whew,
again.
Can anybody? And, you know, I wanted to do this, as you know, Shwinky Ever 10 O'Clock, she wrote it. Dr. Maddie Moss recorded it. And then, of course, James Moore recorded it. But I wanted to do something because I do a lot of dealing with my kids with self-esteem and stuff like that.
Okay.
And what I've learned is that the enemy works overtime to remind people what they cannot do, what they will not do. So Philippians 4:13 says, no, quite the opposite. We can do all things through Christ. So we put that, me and Cedric put our heads together, and we got a nice little urban kind of beat to it. So it's really catching on, man, in a lot of our concerts. And so got a positive message, but then it's got a very urban, you know, forward beat to it. So I'm having fun with it.
You can't go wrong, man.
Dog, it was resonating so. Because, you know, I like to try to put a hymn and also a remake on just about all of my stuff to connect with the, you know, the old, the new. And man, that one was just resonating so strongly because that's just where we are in society right now with empowering our kids and telling them, no, you can make it. You will reach your destiny. Mm-hmm. You will achieve your goals. And so that's what you got.
One of the things that I really enjoy about you, Doc, is the fact that you are so connected to what most people would call fans.
Mm-hmm.
You call them all friends.
Right.
Because I've seen you on the road or in concert or whatever, and there's nobody that you look at as somebody that appreciates you.
Right.
We appreciate each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Talk
it's give
that.
And
Talk
take.
About that.
Well, you know, we would not be who we were if we did not have those people in the pews to minister
Absolutely.
To. And when you understand your calling, and I had to learn, you have to differentiate between industry and ministry. Mm-hmm. Ministry is all the time.
Yeah.
So industry, we understand you got to turn up, you got to get on stage, you got to do marketing, you got to do promotions. But I just pride myself on being as reachable and touchable as I possibly can, because I can't expect them to go and have my music come into their homes and come into their cars, and then they meet me and I've got a real bad attitude not be passionate and loving. And so I work on that.
I want you to go back to something you said, and you kind of glanced over it, but it's gold, Doc, for a lot of people out here who are new in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between industry and ministry.
Absolutely. Well, definitely ministry is, of course, a calling that you've got. It is a conviction that you have, and it really is about hearing, being sensitive to really the voice of God and what he's saying in this hour. Well, industry, sometimes you get on shows and then you may have 15 minutes to sing. That may be all just singing, but it's a difference. That's all about promoting. That's about selling your records. That's about marketing your brand and, you know, connecting with your fans. But you have to come really with a combination of the two if you're going to do effective ministry.
So industry, you can turn on and turn off.
Yeah.
Ministry is 24/7.
24/7.
Talk to me about the new single and how we can get it.
Well, it's, of course, in everywhere where you buy music. It's on Amazon.com. It's on iTunes. It's in Walmart, Best Buy, Worst Buy, everywhere.
Best Buy, Worst Buy. I don't think Best Buy went in there.
Best Buy. That's a competition. Worst Buy.
Right.
but it's everywhere, man. Go and get it. It's really blazing. It's number 20 on Billboard this
Excellent.
Week, so should be able to call your radio stations and request it and check us out. And also visit us at www.ernestpugh.com. There's a live video of he and I there in Nassau singing it live. So
excellent.
Go
Ernest
tell us.
Pugh, along with Bishop Rance Allen, all
yes.
I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And they see you all over the place.
Yeah.
Every award show, every show that comes on, here come Ernest Pugh.
You see?
And I ain't mad at you,
though. I ain't mad. I'm trying to get it. We on a 26-city tour right now promoting it so we can have a more up-close and personal, you know, like meet and greet with people, too. So check us out at the website and find us in a city near you and come hear it live.
Good stuff.